We can expect some rain ahead of a sunny weekend. A chance of rain today, up to 65. Rain will be likely tonight. Can't rule out a snowflake or two early tomorrow morning as the temperature drops to freezing. Tomorrow and Sunday look to be sunny with highs in the 50s. The Mississippi River is a little less than a foot above flood stage this morning in the Quad Cities and falling. Next week, it is forecast to rise again to almost 2 feet above flood stage by the end of the week. Public health officials in Illinois report 715 new cases of COVID-19. The state's total, 7,695. 16 more deaths are reported, including one in our area. That brings the total to 157. In Iowa, 66 additional cases. The statewide totals up to 614 and 9 deaths. 2 new cases were reported in Rock Island County, 4 more in Scott County, and that brings the immediate Quad Cities total to 46. New cases were also added in Henry, Carroll, and Whiteside counties. In Illinois, a woman in her 90s died in Whiteside County. Mercer County also recorded its first positive case. In Iowa, new cases were also added in Muscatine, Cedar, and Clinton counties. Positive COVID-19 cases in our area now total 127, and 4 people have died. The Quad Cities got some good news on the employment front for February as the unemployment rate dropped to 4% from 4.8% a year ago. But also yesterday, we learned initial unemployment claims totaled 178,000 in Illinois last week, up from 114,000 the week before and 5 times what they were a year ago. In Iowa, more than 58,000 people filed claims last week. That was up 42,000 from the week before, again, 5 times what they were a year ago. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is ordering schools to remain on recess through April 30th now as part of her efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus. Iowa remains one of only 12 states without some kind of statewide stay-at-home order, although in addition to schools, many businesses have been told to close. Iowa officials say they are using a regional point scale to determine COVID-19 restrictions. Natalie Krebs has more.
State health officials said they've broken down the state into 6 regions. They're looking at factors such as age, long-term care facility outbreaks, and cases per 100,000 people over 14 days when they make decisions to issue restrictions. Governor Kim Reynolds said at a press conference Thursday that some flexibility is needed.
Then it allows us to have some flexibility to continue to not only address the supply chain, but to make sure that those essential workers that are on the line know that they're appreciated and feel comfortable continuing to come to work.
Currently, Iowa's regions are all ranked between 5 and 7. A 10 is needed for the governor to issue a shelter-in-place order, according to documents obtained by the Iowa City Press Citizen. 38 states have issued shelter-in-place orders. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
A community-wide fund drive will be held on Monday to help people and organizations affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The 24-hour drive is called Unite Quad Cities for COVID-19 Recovery, and the proceeds will go to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund. Ann Calder is Vice President of Development for the Quad Cities Community Foundation.
Last year, this fund supported recovery from the devastating Mississippi River flooding. This year, it is activated, unfortunately, for this pandemic.
Just in the past 2 weeks, the fund has distributed $350,000 in grants, and another round is in the works.
People who need food assistance, health organizations that are working on evaluating people who need health care services, emergency housing, seniors who maybe do not have access to food and other services right now.
Calder says the Disaster Recovery Fund has raised a total of $650,000 now, but that's just a quarter of the amount that's been requested. So far, that's up to $2.5 million. On Monday, contributions can be made to unitequadcities.org, texted to a special number, 41444, or a check can be mailed to Quad Cities Community Foundation. You'll find lots of information about the COVID-19 pandemic on our website, wvik.org. Just follow the link at the top of the page.